based on it. See, this just as far as what it is to go together at all, you know, what if we had no love in our life? So, what we would admit if something was like that, might or you were weak or touching? See, this one, and see, this is close together, so the neurologist recognizes that. This is the, Ramanina, established by Chaim Zion and Aleph, that the motor is a svar, right? The etra, which is around, which is the market, couldn't like it or hit me. Look, nothing's entirely smooth, obviously, nothing's perfect, but it's fucking basically. Okay. The other possibility is that no, it's on Hamacha. That we see the gap as close up. Halachically, okay, really there is a gap here of 2.995. We see it as close up. We said there are two different ways that that one could go there. You could see that, let's say, here is our, and here's our love, right? This is only two. You could see as if you squish them together, and that's why the gap is closed up. Or you could say that you see it as if the gap is also lifted. And the nafkamina would be, let's say you had, you know, 4, 2, and 4, would you see it as 8? Where is 10? And we, of course, know what the right answer to that is. The Ritva says, "Nir v'daf, v'zayin v'alef." I think it's Nir v'daf, just maybe it's Sukkah. The Ritva says in Sukkah, v'zayin on the days, sorry, that they have the case of the Machtelas Dalu Mashu, that here's your 4, and here's your Schach, and here's your Machtelas 4.1 Dalu Mashu, and here's 2.95, and here's 2.95. That's considered all the subjects, considered 10 Tafachol, which shows that Wabba means we do not have to be squished them together virtually and pretend that they're touching, but that we consider the middle is also filled in. So that is the even side, maybe the number that you want, and then this would be considered asar. That's the second possibility. The third possibility was was that it's also based on halacha, but not that we see the gap is closed up, but that there is a gap. But it doesn't bother us. It's always a security hassle. Allah says it's not a problem. Is that not a problem for the Sabbath? Or just that it's not a problem? So you want to say, if you start with the Gemara to Shabbos, not Sabbath, Zayin, Omen, Aleph, the Havim is the Sfari, Ephra, Shabbat, Shabbat, and Lot, or Hidden. Why is anything within Gimel considered to be the floor of Shabbat, and not among the Torah, or Karolis? Because look, it's just, you know, good to see us. It's basically flat. So in the end, you reject this part. You say, no, rather it is halacha must be seen. Right, you say, look, if as far as our main rejection is, then how do we know 3? Why do we want 3 to 5? So it's halacha must be seen. So for the maskat of Anshav's Sam Zayin and Aleph, we're not sure what maskat is. Meaning, is the maskat still? That it's really basically, see, it's just a lot of those words draw the line before the night, and this is really the concept, you know? That it's still something linked to see, it's still something to see, you know, it was not, you know, it's filled in. Likewise here, we say, okay, it's not see, it's a lot of instead of filled in. Or do we say, no, it's not you see, I mean, we're back in a different conception. We say, it's not as if it's filled in. It's, there's really a gap. But that gap really bothers how often we can accomplish whatever all the goal we need to accomplish with that. So that's a little unclear from just based on our Gemara that we started with, on Shabbos Tafa, Sadiq Zayin, Omen, Af. So he said that maybe one of the places we could explore this is the Machlokas in the Chachamim of Shemunubiyah. In the Gemara, Yerubin Daf, the Zayin on the base points out that the Chachamim say, well, but we possibly have to tell the Yemot Fahim. and Shmuel Nielsen that even the Dalit font is loved. So what's the basis of the machlokes in the Chacham and Shmuel Nielsen?
So it could be that
So it could be that, just like Chacham is saying, that it's filled in up to three times. And Mishnah Kusar, he says it's filled in up to four. Or it could be that Rashbag admits
that, look, you can't say it's filled in for more than three tefachim.
Maybe Rashbag really admits that Chacham can say it's filled in to three, but even if it's not filled in, a gap is not a problem up to four tefachim. So maybe he really admits that you can only view it halachically as if it's closed up and filled in up to three tefachim. He just has another derech that says, well, even if it's not filled in, even if you really do have a gap, 3.5 tefachim, up to four, a gap doesn't halachically bother us for accomplishing the halachic goal we need to accomplish. Then, of course, you just ask them. The Chacham also admits to the demon, maybe they were also admitted to another demon, it's not a problem. That's just also a problem. But wouldn't have so much for that. So what we're basically saying is that if you have a focus in the Chacham and Rashbag, we're basically ignoring this possibility pretty much for the rest of the Shiur. Is that they're arguing, let's say, if anyone there, Chacham said three, and Rashbag says valid, or maybe they both agree that it's just that it's not a problem. Have you had Chacham, Gimel, and Rashbag valid? So basically, everyone's looking the same way, or maybe not. Maybe everyone admits that it can only be filled in. Tal Gimel Tefachim, just Rashbag holds, there's a separate dimension, Tal Dalet Tefachim, it's not filled in, but it's also not a problem. And what we're really asking here is, according to Rashbag, is it just one din, whatever the Chacham had in Rashbag, yes? Rashbag laid out two different din of love. There's one din of love in the Tal three here that's basically filled in, and a separate din of love that in Tal four Tefachim, even if there is a little gap, it's not a problem. Now, he also phrases in a slightly different way, which is, I'm not sure if this is the same criteria or a different criteria. If someone has an opinion, they should please share it with us. That maybe, Gimel Tefachim is a rule of Kechad Ahavi. It's mamash as if it's all touching, as if it's all one. While the rule of Dalet Tefachim for Rashbag is only the general rule, is only a rule in Mechitzos. That's how we start it sometimes. I'm not sure if there's meant to be saying the same thing here or different thing here. Let's do the same complicity, the same thing here. But what we want to know is if Rashbag adds his Dalet Tefachim, is he just saying, I have the same thing as Tefachim, but a little longer? Or is he saying, no, besides the Chacham, I am separate din. They have one din, which is that it's mamash filled in, and it's a general rule, it's always filled in, it's always considered connected, and up till three is Chacham. I have a separate rule, up till four Tefachim, within the rules of Mechitzah, so it doesn't bother us, it doesn't ruin Mechitzah. But it's not an extension of Chacham's rule, it's a completely different rule. So we really want to know, is the Rashbag just quantitatively arguing with Chacham? They say it's all filled in till 3 tefachim, he says till 4 tefachim. They say not till 3 tefachim doesn't bother since it's till 4 tefachim. Or does he call it the argument of Chacham? Everyone knows up till 3 tefachim, you have a general rule that the gap is filled in. He just said there's another rule in Mechitzah that up till 4 tefachim, it doesn't bother us if there's a gap. Because we know that there are some types of lovehood that are within the realm of Mechitzah. And some types of lovehood that are not from the realm of Mechitzah.
Yeah. Moving right to the fact that there's a two different deen, and the fact that the Rambam writes that there can be ever a chodesh by a chodesh. So he said there are two, lovehood is not a chodesh. So you say there's two different obviously that's not steered to the Rambam, because we say a lot of them being filled in, and then we said, but the extra tefach is different in.
And as maybe they both agree on the halacha which we've seen in Rav Shmuel and Shmuel Gamliel has a separate thing, which is not halacha which we've seen, which has a different halacha. Alright, that's, this obviously only solves one of the many for Steve Stan Rahman, but that could be a good ride. Okay, so what we basically want to know then is what's enough to mean of all this? Enough mean of this is, would the Rashbag and Chachamim apply everywhere? Or only the places where you can say that there's a special din of mechitzos that a gap or doesn't bother. So for example, we make pray for subjas, see if my folks be rushing them, they don't want to come in, would apply them. So clearly it happened. So what is the my folks rushing them, they don't want to come in, let me close the room. Apply. So there is a happening. But it's only happening. It's rejected. In Eruvin, Daf Ayin Fes and Aleph, the even beyond what we're talking. That would apply even beyond Lovin. What's the case? Here, that's just a suit of an open. There's a rule for Eruv that saves, right? You know, the Chatzar can get together, make an Eruv together. And they can all carry each other's houses fully. What if you have two eruvim, two chatzeros that are connected? So if there's a connection, then they're allowed to like make an eruv together and you can go from one chatzer to the other chatzer. So if you have a window, dala, between two chatzeros, let's say there's a door. I have my 10 neighbors in my chatzer, your 10 neighbors in your chatzer, there's a wall between our chatzeros, there's a window in that wall, dala. Then, if we want, we can view ourselves as connected. And make one big eruv to join all 20 houses in both chatzeros. So you're going to have to give that, okay, for Shimon, we don't share the windows, dala, dala, for that. From it's Gimel and Gimel. Because they always argue about whether Gimel or dala is the basic building block shear in halacha. So that's a very strong halachmina, meaning they argue on a much more fundamental level, which is what's considered near something in halacha, Gimel or dala, what's considered an important distance in halacha, but they reject it. The other says, no, that's ridiculous. Everyone agrees over here, it's an Adam, Dalit, Dalit. They only argue within the rules of law, not within other rules of the Torah. They only argue within the rules of law. But the question is, and I'm just re-asking the question I have right here, do they argue about all cases of Lavan? Because they both agree the same basic bit of Lavan, but one of them is for or do they only argue about some cases? These type cases. But about these type cases, they only argue about cases where you can just say, let's ignore the gap. Or Shimon and Leo would say, ignore the gap. And the Chacham would say, you can't ignore the gap. But about cases where you actually need things to come together, they both agree to the gap. So what would be an example of such a case? So we first give the example of Sukkah Dafa. That you're saying about. Right, for example, what would we say in Sukkah, that you're saying about? Herchet, Sikoch, Minhan, Fanos, Gimel. What they're talking about, Rashi, you know, pretty much everyone said this, everyone in the English, I couldn't find it, I'm trying to look that it's talking about, if everyone knows, if you have a wall, to a high wall, and so the stock is very high up, so we say, go to ask it's no problem. But what if you have a wall of your sukkah, this, and the stock doesn't reach it horizontally? So the rule is up to 2.9 talking, okay, but if you're marking horizontally the stock from the dofin and free talking, then the number will lift, so the stock and the dofin are not necessary, so you have a sukkah without a dofin. You have a wall without a sukkah, so it's possible. So in this case, would Rav Shimon and Leo say Dalit? So he doesn't seem to discuss this and say Dalit. Like he only in case where he says Dalit, like regular, like a break in relationship, say, now how do you get a break B or consider love? he doesn't necessarily say Dalek when it comes to Hirvika.
Min had the final skill.
So we're not sure, like, whether he would argue or not, but it sounds like he wouldn't argue. So you think if he argues on all cases of love and says Dalek, you should say Dalek you're also. But not necessarily. Well, if he's saying, I really admit to you, you can only consider things joined to each other, up to Gimel. But up to Dalek is a rule that is not a problem with Machitza. They would say, look, up to Dalek is a rule that is not a problem with Machitza. Here's an issue of Machitza. It's an issue of being with Sarek, the different structures that associate each other. So I admit, you can only be with Sarek to consider things together up to Gimel. However, it's not so question because you have to ask another thing here also. It could be the Rashba that Rav Shimon Gamliel would admit that Hirchik HaSichot Min Ha the Fatim's Gimel Fatim's Posel for an entirely different reason if we rule out the Gimel as Posel. Right? If you're three Fatim of air and you're Sach, that passes your Sach. There are two ways to understand that rule. One way to understand the rule is, well, because if you're three fachim, there's no love, and your stock is separated. Other three fachim, there's love, and your stock is together. But there would be another way to understand that rule also. Maybe, after all, it's not possible. Right? If I put the sheet metal on my stock. So that's also the down fachim line. It's a sheer, so a posel, called stock possible. So what is Avram Begimel? Is that an active posel like stock possible? Or is it just an issue of love? So if the sort of Aver Gimel Tfachim is an active posel, is its own independent bit of a posel called Aver Gimel, then of course we're showing only able to admit that if you're marking Gimel Tfachim possible, there's a posel called Aver Gimel that's nothing with the rules of love. So if the rule of Aver Gimel has nothing with love, then from Shimon only able to admit, everyone would admit Aver Gimel is posel. But if Aver Gimel is only posel because of the rules of love, then you have a Kakira, if from Shimon only able to general love in Machlokas, then Rav Shimon Gamliel would argue and say Dalek here. And if Rav Shimon Gamliel would come, both agree that only the strong form of love and up till Gimel. Rav Shimon Gamliel just has another weaker form of love and up till Dalek. Then the Mechitza you can ignore again. Okay, the Mechitza you can ignore again. Joining two pieces of the Sukkah, you can't ignore again.
Does anybody ever say that it's that it argues with full cell and not the question of love? Is that anybody who said that?
Well, this might. I'm not sure. I'm not so holding the set of Sukkah. This might answer some of the questions. What if you mix Avir and Skach Pasul? What do we get there? But I'm not sure. The very similar discussion comes up in Sukkah Dafa based on an Aleph. By Sukkah, we do less. At least according to one day in the morning. What's the Sukkah, we do less? What it means is here's my Sukkah. And my snack is at different levels of height. I mean, we're in the snack at different levels of height. Funny looking stuff. So in this case, what did we say? Up to Gimel Tfachim, I can consider all this snack. More than Gimel Tfachim, I can't. And what's Rashi's Lashon? Rashi's Lashon is, as long as this is less than Gimel, Rashi's question is, it's all considered one big thing. It's what they give all each other, it's all one big thing. Well, what we should really argue here also. Again, we don't necessarily find any evidence in the argument. It's very hard to tell. Like, do we say, well, if you argue one place in Shas, and also argue every place else in Shas, and you won't just didn't bother to tell us? Or do we say, no, we don't have, why should we assume you argue that thing? There would be any mention, there's another opinion in Shas. So, that would depend on the discussion. If you have a general hope to love, I mean, whatever you have to say about Gimel, I say the exact same thing, just cross that Gimel and write Dalet. Then the Chor, he would say Dalet. But, which would be a Chiddush, we haven't found that everyone hints that Rav Shimon Gamliel would argue. But, if you say that, no, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, I admit it's only Chada Abba, up to Gimel. just that inseparable thing. Gap and Mahitza is not a problem until Dal. And you say, look, over here it's not a question of gap and Mahitza. There's no gap if you go sideways. It's just a question of whether you can count the whole as one Mahitza if there are different heights. So I said, even though I admit a gap and Mahitza doesn't bother me up to Dal, but you can't actually create a Mahitza by putting things together. Unless they were in Gimel, it's not kind of idea, unless it's been Gimel. Trip Shimon and Leo, even in this case, that the shear is equal. And you have a similar issue in you could possibly have a similar issue in the case that somebody that designed the debate, which will have to be back on a moment, which is a little out of order here. The Gemara on Daf Zayin with Beis Sukkah has an interesting case where the Rif made two Yidden. This is the case before. Machzelas Dal Mashu, you make a wall of the Sukkah out of Machzelas. Should I make a little wider? Right, that's 4-point-something fucking off. You put it within 2.9 at the bottom, 2.9 at the top, and you get double lava, and you make 10. So the main circuit is what you can say trade lava, which we'll get back to. The rich means to be what you said. Lamaisin is this kosher. Why is this kosher? This proves two things. A, it proves that we don't like close in the gap, like you push the ground and the ceiling into this nozzle, then it would fill in before we're one. Rather, we view it as mamash filled in. Love would use the area between is filled in. The other thing she said is that, he pointed out, is that you don't have to already have a mechitza in order to say love. Love can help you make a mechitza. Now again, I mean, this is really more of an open question. What Rav Shimon and Leo say about this case? What about sukkah, testing, and base, you know, creating a mechitza using love. So maybe he would say you can create a mechitza using love up to talent. Meaning what would he say? He said machzelas beizum ashu is a good wall for a sukkah. So you put it, you know, it's 2.1, you put it within 3.95 at the bottom, 3.95 at the top, you add it up, and it adds up to 10. Or it could be that no. Maybe he would admit and say, look, I admit it's not really filled in. More than Gimel, I admit. The rule A, the score rule of love, but filling it in implies the Gimel. I just think once you already have the pizza, it's not a problem if there's a gap out. I admit it, to me, the pizza in the first place, you have to be within Gimel to be one. So we have three subjects who are not sure what Shimon and Leo would say, but it might seem similar to the first two or stronger arguments with silence. That, well, you go the way of Shimon Leo. Again, you might just be cut and paste, whatever the Chacham say about Gimel, I say about Dalet, nothing to do with any love, just love it, I just love Dalet, they will Gimel, Shalom, I just call it, really wants David. In which case, he would argue every place Gimel and Shas, he would do global finding in place of Dalet. Or it could be that, no, it's many Gimels and Shas, he has to admit our Gimel. He's not arguing on Chacham entirely, they're just saying one did, or maybe two Tzvedim that are identical, and he's saying Tzvedim. He says, I admit you are wanted, you have a strong form of love which can create a mechitza which can do anything, which can connect any two things in any area of halacha and fill in the gap. Up to Gimel, I think there's another bit that once you have a mechitza, up to Dal, the break doesn't bother you, it's not a real break in mechitza. But I admit that in the case of Sikhum and Adfanos, which is an issue of being with Sarah and Sakhum and Dauphin, filling works till Gimel, I admit something to do with Levis, which is making the Sakhum in the first place, and only till Gimel. And I might even admit that. Creating a wall of mechitza based on love and there was no mechitza until now might only work until now. That's two different ways of explaining the locus. Marshbari and Achamin, does it tie into this Sakura and love it, or does it not tie into this Sakura and love it? This also comes up in the discussion of the Sugya of Trey Mashu and Lo Arena. Trey Lovat. So, in this Gemara, by the Mechitza Arba Gemashu, we have Trey Lovat. You have to say Lovat to the bottom, Lovat to the top. So the Gemara says, First they say, okay, he's a double match with Mateus, Shindolfin, and Ahsoka. Second, he's an army stuff. You might have thought you can't say Trey Lovett. For match one, you can't say Trey Lovett. So you have to ask, there are two questions, I guess. A was, the how means you can't say too low. The Kamash one is that you can't say too low. So in the Kamash one, what does it mean to say too low? Are there any limits? So this is the Kiddush Rav Yod, the Kamash one, say no, the Kamash one, you can say as many low as you want. Rav Yod had finished the Kamash one, you can say two low, but even with the Maskar, you can't say three low. Meaning if you had, you know, low on the top, low on the bottom, and low on the side to connect it to the next wall, you couldn't say that. But let's think, I had a lot of trouble figuring out the start of this. If you can say two lovers, why can't you say three lovers? First of all, you say, well, maybe you need to say lovers vertically, but not horizontally. But that's not what it means. See, it means you can say two lovers vertically, but it's horizontally, just not three. So you wasn't sure the star was there. Yeah, on the star. We analyzed another question. But forget about the mascot for now. The mascot is you can say two lovers. Rabbi Yossi says you can't say three, so we'll find the star, not sure why. What's not happening? Why wouldn't you be able to say three lovers? So, the first thing we did is we said, well, clearly you have on Sukkah that Pesach and the Beit that Shrei Lovin Lo Harinan works better according to that last possibility. Why? Because if Lovin Mamishnet is filled in, then why can't we say two Lovins? But if Lovin means we admit it's not filled in, we admit it's a gap. We just were not bothered by a gap. Then you can say, look, we're not bothered by a gap on one side. Gaps on all sides, then we are bothered. So we thought that worked out better to say where it's not bothered by the gap, then you can say it's not as full in the gap.
If you're not bothered by the gap, then you're not bothered by the gap.
What?
If you're not bothered, if you say that the Tzadok HaKir, you're not bothered by the gap, so what's your mechitza of the yud?
The mechitza of yud is that you have, you know, you have a little mechitza here, a little mechitza here, a little mechitza in the middle. So the beginning of the mechitza is yud, the top of the mechitza is yud. And you're not bothered by the empty space in the middle.
So you see 10, 10-5.
Now you see it as it's filled in, and you go from the beginning to the end, and you don't worry so much about whether the middle is filled in or not.
It doesn't happen necessarily physically, it will be something.
Right. But you have to have it at the beginning and the end. Right. If, let's say, there's no pole up here that was holding the sky, then you wouldn't just go, like, up in the air until Shammai. Now, Tosus asks two questions here, which is the first question he asks is that everyone knows that you're allowed to have a wall made up of this, as long as there's only less than three tefachim between each pole, kind of. Right? You can make a wall based on poles, very vertical poles that are within three tefachim of each other, they're not three tefachim apart. So it says, over here we're saying two lovets, that's real love, we're saying a million lovets. So how could you have a three lovet wall be done? Rav Lichtenstein thought this might not be such a strong question. It might be another way to answer it. He says, maybe that's not called Trey Lovett. That's only one Lovett repeated many times. Meaning Trey Lovett up and down is just Lovett to the next pole, Lovett side, repeated many times. So he wasn't convinced this is necessarily something that would be called Trey Lovett. But Tosus really thought this should be called Trey Lovett. And so Tosos answer, you know, Lichtenstein said maybe this is Trey Lovett because it's hot Lovett repeated. Meaning it's quantitatively many Lovett, but only one type of Lovett. So what Tosos answers, there's a difference between horizontal Lovett and vertical Lovett. Now, through the Talbot of this year, I thought it was a more reasonable suggestion. I said maybe Tosos meant what Lichtenstein was saying. The difference between sideways Lovett and up-down Lovett is that sideways is only one direction goes down the wall, while horizontal vertical has an up and a down. So maybe they were really, we're trying to say a similar thing to our Lichtenstein. Maybe those was trying to say that, well, okay, sideways Lovett is all one, while up and there's down. But reluctantly thought, no, Tosfos was just trying to say the difference between Shesi and Arev, and we all got confused as to which is Shesi and which is Arev. Shesi is poles going up, Arev is strings going across. So what Tosfos wanted to answer this, is that when it comes to the poles going up, and if the poles are going up, the load is going across, then you say they want. When it comes to the cell is going sideways, then you say load up and down, you can't say trim load. And then it's another question about this, unfortunately, here within, then you can say trim load even up and down, because you can put three strings and count that to wall. It says, okay, that's a special tool that they have by Shankar, not to take that into account. Now, what we're looking at, see, what's ultimately the difference between Shesi and Arev? Why by Shesi would you say Trey Mashu? And by Arev? What? Would you say Trey Lava? Thank you. And by Arev, you wouldn't say Trey Lava. So, he said, there is precedent for this. There is a problem in the Gemara in Arev, not the sign of the base. I know this is something about that sign of the base. There's a felt and hobby in the word error about the sign of the beast that says maybe if we're done only group all the parts, that would be okay for the chassis. Meaning as long as you had more filled in, that empty that would work for the chassis going up and down because it's going across looking at them, but not for the error. For the error, if you couldn't use that, for the error, if you have good space, it wouldn't be enough to have only group all the parts. Okay, and more, that actually ends up being true or might be more on the other side, not for that reason. But what's the difference? So the difference is something a little stronger about the Shesi case than the Arev case, which is that the Shesi, really you do have machitza, it just doesn't go all the way around. In the Arev case, you don't really have machitza good yet, so it's a little weaker, so you can see you might not quite move all the parts. But maybe if you bring that back here, maybe there's something a little stronger about Shesi than Arev. And what this happening would be then, that when it comes to Shesi, which again, I'll draw the Shesi case, when it comes to Shesi, then we would say, trade all but on Mina, even in the half Mina. Why? Because when you have a lot of this Shesi, that's not filling the gaps. So if you fill the gaps, then they're filled in, what's the problem? But when it comes to Arev, trade load is lower, because the way load works in Arev is we just lets us ignore the gaps. You can ignore one gap, but you can't ignore something full of gaps. So it comes out that in the Hanamina, the love thing is the diet, is that there's a fundamental difference between load of Shesi and load of Arev. Load of Shesi you can say many times it's filling the gaps. Load of Arev, you can't say when it wants, it's just ignoring, but it may be the gap. And then, of course, here it becomes. But for Maskala, we can see Trey Lalit. Maskala, we always say Trey Lalit. But does that mean that Maskala, we say Trey Lalit? Maskala is no good between Shesi and Arev, we say Trey Lalit. This is the Hakim. What Maskala? Is the Maskala? I'm not sure if Maskala is. It's the old question, right? The Hakim is based on two assumptions. A, Lalit by Shesi fills in the gap, and Lalit by Arev just lets us ignore the gaps. And B, since love by Arev lets us ignore the gaps, we can only ignore one and not multiple gaps. So that's the maskara. Is the maskara that Anakinami, the Hadmi is still true, and love by Shesi fills in the gaps, and love by Arev just ignores the gaps, but you can ignore two gaps? Or is the maskara, maybe that's where the Rabbi is coming from, or is the maskara that now this whole love is unclear, the ability between Shesi and Arev, in both cases, love fills in the gaps? So we're not sure. we're not sure what the Maskav is.
The Maskav where?
In Sukkot design of the base. The Maskav is the trade load on Mina. Why do we say trade load? Is it because Arev is also filling in the gaps, so we can say trade load? Or is it because you can ignore two gaps just like you can ignore one gap? So is it that even in the Arev also, there's no gaps it's filled in? Or is it not still that? No. Arev is still different than Shesi, there's still two types of love, one for Shesi, one for Arev. Just you can fill in two gaps and you can ignore two gaps. That is an open question.
Yeah. But I'm trying to say that I have a meaning that you don't say to a lot, but we know you can use a picket fence. Is that it's the same direction? It's all a vertical bubble, right? But the Gemara itself, called having many horizontal levels, tray level.
No, because one is up and one is down.
Yeah, but it's not the same plane. Isn't that what we're talking about? Those are both.
You're saying you don't understand what you understand what we said in Tulsa, so you don't understand what we want to say by yourself.
Yeah, they're both appearing levels. He was trying to say, when it's all either chassis or appearing, so that's okay. You can't mix chassis and appearing.
No, that's what we want to say originally for the Rav Yonah and Paul. It's not true. That's not what we want to say in answer to Tulsa's discussion.
But that's Tulsa himself. Was what?
No, what he wanted to say himself was like in vertical. Well, but there's up and there's down. In Arab, there's up and there's down. So that's two different bubbles. Both horizontally, it's
right and left is down.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what the sort of there. I'm not sure. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just back to me, is it that like we're more concerned with height because like that's the way we measure the funnels all the time, like, you know, it's easier to, higher than 3, less than 7, but we're really not going to talk about by, area.
Right, I think that's sort of what he was explaining in Tosos, that somehow when it comes to chassis, you can fill in the gaps more easily than when it comes to Erev. Although, I'm not sure I can exactly recreate all the steps in the logic. The only other thing we spoke of, which came in a little out of order here, in the discussion of the, of a Ritva, is if we go back to our Gemara that side sign on the Aleph, there are really two parts of the Hatmi. One part of the Hatmi, the Hatmi of Bob is just a Svar. And that's really the Svar that was all going. The Hatmi of Bob is just a Svar, meaning really starts with Metzias. So then we have to ask, what about the Maskana? Does it still start with Metzias? Okay, maybe not so likely, but is it at least trying to fake Metzias all likely? Or is it not like maybe there's no Metzias of anything here in the empty space? It just doesn't bother us. Because the rules of Mechitza don't require it to be totally filled in. And that led us to analyze the Mahodes Chum Mashbag along those lines. It could be that the Mahodes Nashbag wants to give a quality and basically two types of love. And that was part of this Hobby, the Trade Love of Golem Rina. Maybe that's the question of the Hobby, the Trade Love of Golem Rina, is that it's just ignoring the gaps. And then it would be only an ear of ignoring the gaps, and Chessie filling in the gaps. And then the Maskana either opens back to filling in the gaps, or we admit that there's still two different kinds of love. There's another part of the Hagim that's designed from the Aleph of Pesach Shabbos as well, which is that the Gemara asks, well, if it's just based on Svarah, then why stop at 3? The answer is up to 3, the demon both from. Right? The demon can walk through, and he gets 3 off the ground, the demon can walk through, and that's what it's possible. And the other one objected to that. But Lamaisa, there is a din of the Din Bokum Bo. Right? We're all familiar with that din of the Din Bokum Bo. It kills your good Achas Mechitza. Right? Let's say you have Mechitza 10, Mechitza 100 times higher Mechitza. You can move it off to the sky with Achas Mechitza. You can also move it down in some circumstances with Achas Mechitza. But you can't move it down if it's just floating off the ground because the Din of Bokum Bo. The Maskane, if you read the Maskane in a simple way, the Din Bokum Bo seems to have nothing to do with the rules of love anymore. There's one rule of love, which at first we focus fine in the invoking mode, but in the end we say, no, love is the gimel, because all of us we see that love is the gimel. There's a separate rule of the invoking mode with gimel, which is its own rule. That is seems to be the simple shot, but there are two different rules that both happen to coincide with the invoking mode, the rule of love, which we thought originally, but then we say, no, the rule of love, gimel, fuck, is a separate rule, regardless of the invoking mode. And it will be the invocable of Gimel Fahm separate from all. The Mi'iri on here in the Sayyidah actually holds this way. The Mi'iri really holds they are separate to him. So the Mi'iri discusses the Machlos Rashbag and the Chachamim. He says, look, we're assuming the Yom are arguing about Wallah, whether it's Gimel or Dalit. But everyone agrees that if here's your ground, and here's your wall, it's 3.5 Fahm off the ground. Everyone agrees that's possible, because the Din Bokum Bo, what difference does love make? If we need our Bokum Bo, we need our Bokum Bo. If they don't want to have all of these. Says the Iriosumus, he says the Mogul is a separate rule, separate from rules of law. And you could argue about law, but no one argues that rules would be invoked. There are two separate rules. One will be murder, but there are two separate rules. The Ritva, however, thinks they're connected to the Maskah. The Ritva says, why do you only say love until Gimel? Because above Gimel would be invoked. Meaning the Ritva somehow understood that even Maskah, the halacha of Moshe Sinai, of love and the Gimel was based on the invoked. So what is the, how does it understand the Gemara? Because let's review the halacha of Moshe Sinai come out. The Gemara says, wanted to say, that Lavud is a spark. The question is, why three? So the answer was, because he didn't invoke him at three, so that rule is a spark. So then the question is, why three Lamar? Vina only invoked him on the ground, right? That's why it's using three on the bottom of the ground. But why do we look over the ball, right? If I have my very, very tall wall, and then let's say I have some sort of break, up to three is okay. Right? So why would I have a rule of three? Well, or if I have a rule at 7.1, and it needs to reach the spot, the rule of sukkah, up to three is okay. Because the don't jump over walls. So why should it be a rule of dead or three? So the answer is, how often will she see that? The way the Erie understands, how often will she see that? He's rejecting this whole hour, different hour. Apparently, the way the Ritva understood is no. Halacha Moshe Sinai is modifying the way we use the Din Bokeh. If we're left in Sparta, it's a Din Bokeh, if Gedeon can mamish walk there, because it's mamish on the ground, or Gedeon walk or run or whatever they do, then it passes that you're loving. The Halacha Moshe Sinai teaches us that the Halacha Moshe Sinai teaches us that the general size of the Gideon Bow can bow, even if the Gideon don't walk, if you say air or sideways at a 90-degree angle or whatever you're flying above it, or diagonally, the general size of the Gideon Bow can bow passes your love, even if the Gideon aren't really bokeh at bow. Even if you have something in the Nova skyscraper where there are no Gideon, it would be possible to be talking to that the size where the Gideon can fit through. So the Lachmash Mishina is not. It's not separating from the Gideon Bokeh Bow, just saying that we expand the Gideon Bokeh Bow to make theoretical the Gideon Bokeh Bow, even where the Gideon can't actually walk. And that's what the Ritva thinks. How often once you say that love is still based on the Gideon Bokeh Bow, just so you see that it expands to theoretical the Gideon Bokeh Bow. Opposed to the Gideon, the simple shot of the Lord who says, now that you're totally separate principles, which have nothing to do with one another. I think that's basically what we discussed last night. And we're going to think of long term position next week.
I said that in the first group of the panel, people to use the students.
No, if you're going to be fucking each other, that's not part of the world only. That's love.
So it filled in love.
Yeah,
it's
a
set.
Yeah, either way, it's not in the whole silly part of the world, so the part is only 40%. What?
Ritva.
The Ritva and the Eru are both from Sukkah Doctor Zion.
Is that a real concern? You know, people don't scan the Sukkahs? Is there a concern that it blows for the Zion?
Yes, I am not. 16. Yeah, so no problem. So I went once at a circus.